From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia is denouncing President Donald Trump's decision to sign into law a measure sanctioning Moscow over its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election. That's a charge it denied. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving relations and called it a declaration of economic war. Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's new U.N. ambassador.
I really wonder, is there anything in this world today which Russia is not guilty of? Some of U.S. officials were saying that this is a bill that might encourage Russia to cooperate with the United States. To me, that's a strange sort of encouragement. But it's not our habit to be resentful children and to be, to get offended with anything that happens around. We will not relent on finding ways and means to cooperate with our partners, including the United States.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Mr. Trump signed the measure in a sign of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions limiting his authority over foreign policy.
The president favors tough measures to punish and deter the bad behavior of the rogue regimes in Iran and North Korea, and he also sent a clear signal that we won't tolerate interference in our democratic process by Russia.
Russia has already retaliated by seizing two properties in Moscow used by Americans and ordering hundreds of diplomatic personnel out of the country. Sanctions were also extended against Pyongyang and Tehran, which promised a proportional response. At least four people were killed Wednesday after gunmen ambushed a convoy of buses in South Sudan. Several others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The attack occurred on a main highway between the capital Juba and the Ugandan border. At least 14 were killed in a similar attack in June. This is VOA News. Brazil's President Michel Temer has survived a vote in the country's lower house of Congress that could have launched a Supreme Court trial, leading to his ouster over corruption charges. The legal action against Mr. Temer was allegedly over accepting bribes from a meatpacking company. Peter Hockham, senior fellow at the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue, said Mr. Temer now has some political space in order to act on much-needed economic reforms.
His victory is being able to push back against the country's attorney general and avoiding his case going to court. He is in a slightly better position than he was last week, but not very much more. His overall approval rating in poll after poll is below 10%.
Hockham said Chet's proposals, such as pension reform, are highly unpopular, but much needed to reverse years of economic decline. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is rejecting accusations the vote in Sunday's election to create a new assembly was rigged. The election chief Wednesday denied claims by the British-based Smartmatic vote technology firm that turnout numbers for last Sunday's controversial election on forming a new assembly were inflated.
Es una aseveración irresponsable con base en estimaciones sin fundamento.
Tibisay Lucena, head of the country's electoral council, described the company's statement as irresponsible and baseless. But the head of the British company said there's no question in his mind manipulation occurred. Mr. Maduro said he plans to convene that new assembly on Friday. In Afghanistan Wednesday, a suicide bomb attack on a military convoy in southern Kandahar province killed two U.S. soldiers, an attack claimed by the Taliban. The Pentagon also said four military personnel were wounded. A local official said the attacker drove an explosives-laden vehicle into the convoy. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is to meet Asian leaders in Manila beginning Saturday during a gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. Acting Secretary of State for East Asian Affairs Susan Thornton said he will seek to further isolate North Korea.
We continue to seek broad international cooperation to respond to North Korean provocations, and we call on the international community to enforce the UN Security Council resolutions passed to date, including the sanctions regimes within, and to drastically reduce their interactions with Pyongyang.
She said Tillerson may hold talks with his Chinese counterpart, but not the North Korean delegate. Thornton said China has taken significant steps to pressure Pyongyang to give up its nuclear missile programs, but added Beijing could do more. Campaigning in Rwanda's ended Wednesday ahead of Friday's election that longtime incumbent, 59-year-old President Paul Kagame, is expected to win. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.